counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, another countdown is about to begin. Welcome to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is in studio as well. And we do this every week. We count down the National Top 20 from the National Top 50 of earshot-online.com. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Yeah, you should check it out. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which comes out late Tuesday evening. Every single week, you'll find the entire National Top 50 there. And as Anthony mentioned, we're about to bring you selections from the top 20 albums charting across Canada this week on Campus and Community Radio. And these charts are created by the submissions of over 30 campus and community radio stations across Canada, bringing you their top 30 albums, and you can find all those lists as well as specialty charts for electronic hip-hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly countdowns. There's also reviews, interviews, and so very much more, so go check it all out right now at earshot-online.com.
It is literally there waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just to tick, 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 tick on your... That's my typing sound.
You should get your keyboard checked out. You should get a new keyboard.
That means it probably...
You're probably really irritating your coworkers.
Anyway, you can find us online a few ways, too. You can type in earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. We'll give you a feature, which includes playing something from your latest release and an interview on the show. Now, we've got lots of music news this week, and we'll also have the lowdown for you a little later on in the program, and some pretty interesting stuff in the top 20. Any new debuts, Brian, in the top 20? Oh, I see one.
There's actually two debuts this week. Yeah, lots of new music, lots of shifting around, and really only about two albums sitting still near the top. So we'll let you know about that in a bit of time. But yeah, lots of great stuff sticking around, and some movement, and all kinds of the fun stuff that you'd expect on a charting show.
Why don't you give us the scoop? I brought it back after 2 weeks.
No, stop it. Well, from number 13 to number 26 is Tame Impala. They're on the charts for a couple of weeks, and they drop off, as does Wilco, from number 10 to number 35. Health were into the program for the first time last week, but they don't stick around this week. Number 18 and down to number 31. Leon Bridges was also on the show for a couple of weeks, 14 to number 24. And also Yo La Tengo, they were here for a couple of weeks as well, and they're now at number 32 after a placing at number 17 last week. And then, yeah, so they're all floating around below the top 20. There's also probably about six debuts below the top 20 that we'll tell you about in about an hour or so's time as well.
All right, good stuff. We will get it kicked off with number 20. We will move up from there. Get your dials ready. Get that volume turned up. Crank it.
All right, we're about to rock out to Fake Tears. They have a new one out on Mint Records. It is called Night Shifting. It's been on the charts for a couple of weeks. It's now at number 20, just at the cusp here, falling from number 11. At number 19, down from number 16, is Slim Twig. Thanks for sticking with Twig. He's sticking around as well. We're going to hear Trip Through Bells. And our first debut this week is the new record from Ra Ra, a really cool band. And their latest is called Vessels. It's out on Hidden Pony, and it debuts at number 18. We'll hear a track called Chip Off the Heart.
Here's Fake Tears. Nightbox is the name of the song. It's your number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Close your eyes while you dance.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
When we left, I thought we'd left everything okay. I want-
Chip Off the Heart from Raw Raw, closing out our first set of music this week as a debut of their new record at number 18. It's called Vessels. Before that, Thanks for Sticking with Twig is the latest by Slim Twig. It's at number 19 and down 3 spots this week. And you heard a track called Trip Through Bells. And our very, very first track this week was Nightbox from Fake Tears at number 20, down from number 11 from the record Night Shifting.
We're going to take a break from the countdown now and head to the phone line to chat with Stephen Karlick, Exclaim Magazine's finest senior editor. I think, are you the only senior editor?
I'm the only, but I like that still.
But you are the finest senior editor and a friend of ours on the program, and he brings us music news every week, which we love to hear, and we've got no shortage of it this week for sure. And welcome back to the program, Stephen.
Thank you.
And we're kicking things off in this hour of the program with some news about the Polaris Music Prize.
Yes, this past Tuesday, September 21st, was of course one of the biggest nights in the Canadian music calendar as the Polaris Music Prize was awarded to its 2015 victor this year, which was the 10th annual edition of the award. It went to Buffy St. Marie for her album Power in the Blood. The announcement was of course made at the end of a Fred Penner-hosted ceremony at the Carlu in Toronto, where Buffy St. Marie beat out fellow nominees Always, Bad Bad Not Good and Ghostface, Braids, Caribou, Jennifer Castle, Drake, The New Pornographers, Tobias Gesso Jr., and, of course, Viet Cong. Along with some serious bragging rights, Buffy St. Marie will take home the grand prize of $50,000, while each of the runners-up won $3,000. The night saw live performances from Always, from Braids, Jennifer Castle, Buffy St. Marie herself, and the band formerly known as Viet Cong. Shortlisted artist Tobias Gesso Jr. was originally set to play live, but in the end didn't. We're not sure exactly why. The Toronto Symphony Orchestra were on hand, lending some extra dynamism to sets by Jennifer Castle. They also played a rendition of some of Drake's music, which was very fun. So yeah, very cool stuff. Buffy St. Marie, a totally deserving winner, and the second Native woman in a row to win the prize, which is very cool. Past winners of the prize include Final Fantasy, Patrick Watson, Caribou, Huffed Up, Carqua, Arcade Fire, Feist, Godspeed You Black Emperor, and Tanya Tagak. So Buffy St. Marie joins good company.
Definitely. And for those who may not be super familiar with the Polaris Prize, although we talk about it every year when we do the music news, is there a stipulation as to where the money has to be spent for the winner and the runners-up, or do they just get that money
Absolutely
and they get to
not.
Do whatever they want with it?
Yeah, they can do whatever they want with it. I mean, some past musicians have used it, have given it to charity. Some musicians have used it to make an album. It used to be just $20,000, and when Owen Pallett won it as Final Fantasy in the inaugural 2006 prize, and I think he used it to pay off his boyfriend's student loans. Basically, it's for the artists to use as they see fit, to, whether it helps their career or whether it helps other people is totally up to them.
All right. Well, awesome. That's good for her. She's $50,000. Maybe some new music. Maybe something else. We'll see what happens with that. But congratulations to Buffy St. Marie for sure. That's awesome.
Yeah, she shared some very wise words afterwards. It was very cool. She's 74 years old. Released
wow.
her first albums in the 50s. So. Pretty crazy and pretty cool.
All right, we'll move on to some more music news now. And this one, actually, when I had a look through the stories that you had sent before we came on the air, I was kind of shocked about this. Some news about John Lennon and a video that surfaced that doesn't shed some good light on him.
No, and I sort of debated with myself whether I should bring this story on the show. It's not particularly useful or lighthearted, but I thought what's important about it is to bring up the fact that celebrities, musicians, whether we love their art or not, I mean, people have skeletons in their closet and they're worth talking about. This one is about a video that has surfaced of John Lennon, of course beloved for his work with the Beatles and his own solo career, but he had a reputation for not being the greatest guy outside of music. There have been claims of both emotional and physical abuse against Lennon. And now further tarnishing that reputation, footage has surfaced of him making fun of disabled people on stage at a Beatles show. The British television show It Was All Right in the 60s recently aired a clip of Lennon appearing to make fun of disabled people while on stage with the Beatles. He speaks with his tongue pressed against the inside of his bottom lip and awkwardly claps as though he's got physical or mental disabilities. It is a troubling clip. You can watch it at exclaim.ca. Lorraine Bellamy, a spokeswoman for the disability charity MenCap, told The Independent in the UK, quote, "Times may have changed, but I always find it hard to believe how such famous people can have these horrible views about real people." She also added that the video was, quote, "shocking and painful to watch." you're forewarned if you choose to go to Exclaim.ca and watch the video. It is very troubling, but again, I bring it up only to remind people that artists are not perfect people. Artists, you can enjoy somebody's art without necessarily defending them against things that are indefensible, such as this video. But important to know about, you don't need to watch it if you're not comfortable with it, but something certainly worth discussing.
Well, obviously, it's a lesson that many young people are learning now, and you know, even back then, this just goes to prove anything. Things can come out no matter what, and now with social media in our age, it's so much easier for things like this to surface and for these so-called, as you'd call them, skeletons to come out. But even back then, there was a clip, it got recorded, and now it's out, and all the world's seen it. So just be careful with what you're doing, and be respectful and mindful of what you're putting out there.
Yeah.
All right, we will move on to our final story of this hour of the program before we get back to the music, and that is some news about Alexis on Fire. This is some exciting news.
Yeah, so Alexis on Fire have been playing a few reunion shows lately. They played at Toronto's Riot Fest on September 19th, where they confirmed that they'll be sticking around after this recent batch of reunion dates. The official word came from guitarist Wade McNeil, who started off an onstage speech at the show with plenty of gratitude for the fans, who he said kept, quote, believing in this band when we couldn't even believe in this band. He added, thank you for sticking with us. We promise to never leave you again. No more sentimental shit. Alexis on Fire is officially back. There's a video at Exclaim.ca you can see, shot by a fan, in which the believers in the crowd go pretty crazy after he confirms the group's return. Alexis on Fire did regroup earlier this year, playing shows at Heavy Montreal, some UK dates. They played at Edmonton Sonic Boom event. A stop at Calgary's X-Fest was planned but was canceled. But it looks like there will be new music from the band, so exciting stuff.
That is exciting indeed. If you are a fan of Alexis on Fire, it makes for an interesting wish list for you for Christmas time if they've got some shows on the horizon that you might ask for a gift.
I don't know.
We'll see. All right, we've got more music. So, Stephen, we'll get you to stick around. On the line, second hour of the program, you'll be back. And right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Braids. They're back into the program after falling out of the top 20 last week and just below at number 21. And they're now back in at number 17. Their latest on Flemish Eye is called Deep in the Iris. And we're going to kick it off with a track called Blondie, followed by Come Buy It Honestly by Gregory Prepper and His Problems. Chorus, chorus, chorus at number 16, up from number 19.
His blonde hair.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Come By It Honestly, Gregory Pepper and His Problems. They have a new record out called Chorus, 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 and it's at number 16, up from number 19. And before that, we heard from Braids with Blondie. They're back into the show this week at number 17, up from 21. And of course, their new album is called Deep in the Iris.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. Brian and I, Anthony, in studio with you, bringing you the top 20 from earshot-online.com. Before we move on to more of the charts, Brian, now it's officially fall.
It is.
Is there anything that you most look forward to in the fall? I will tell you that I have heard everything I want to hear and more, really, that I don't want to hear about pumpkin this and pumpkin that.
But I'm not really obsessed with pumpkins, that's for sure. I like pumpkin pie, that's about it. I'm not have any obsession with pumpkins, but I definitely enjoy the weather, as lots of people do. You know, it's pretty cozy, and some days you get to wear some nice sweaters and
get your scarf out,
go for walks and stuff like that, and it's not too hot. Yeah, I don't know.
So I'll tell you what the one, this I actually did not know that this existed. Pumpkin Pie Blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I saw it on a billboard. I'm pretty sure they had it last year too. I definitely didn't have that.
Doesn't that seem like just too much?
No, it sounds amazing, but it probably doesn't taste good.
Anyway,
I probably won't. We'll continue to not find out this year.
I have a coworker who had a pumpkin pie blizzard today, and she says that they're delicious. But I can't get behind the whole pumpkin thing. Pumpkin,
what's in it, like chunks of crust?
I have no idea. Or maybe it's chunks of I have no idea. Pumpkin, maybe, who knows?
Pumpkin spice lattes are disgusting.
I've never had really one of those gross. Either.
I had one. It was really bad.
Anyway, that's what fall brings, is everything pumpkin. It seems like that is what's out there right now. And I also saw a commercial. I think I gripe about this maybe every year. Or every year since we've been doing the show, already Halloween hasn't even happened, and already there are Christmas stuff out. Like,
I got the Sears wish book the other day.
I saw it on my doorstep, and I was like, "This is, how is this acceptable?"
Anthony, there's less than 100 days.
Well, you keep counting, but I'm not counting.
I don't know what it is. I just saw that one day someone said it was less than 100 days away.
Well, anyway, so less than 100 days to vacation holiday. That's what I look forward to. There you go. So fall is on us. And is there anything that you look forward to in the fall? Hopefully you're getting to enjoy that right now. And hopefully one of the things that you look forward to in the fall is more great music, because that's what we've got for you next.
All right, we're going to hear from Old Man Ludica. His new one is called Domestic Eccentric. Comes out on True North, the same record label that the most recent Polaris Music Prize winner, Buffy St. Marie's, latest record came out on. And it's at number 15, down from number 12. The Early Days is a track you're going to hear. And our second of two debuts this week is number 14. It's the latest from Battles, and their new record comes out on Warp. It's called La-Di-Da-Di. And you're going to hear a track called Summer Simmer.
I was standing out at Stanfield, had to go away. Saw a brand new baby in the mother's face. I knew that it was over, all those early days. Our babies aren't our babies, we'll never be the same. Shopping cart full of toddlers at the superstore. They were eating goldfish, asking for more. An old man lined up behind us, and he shook his head. The kids were strangely quiet. I heard him when he said, "You got to hold on, it goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. Got to enjoy them, they go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. Look forward to the evening when the monkeys go to bed. Then we talk all night about them, we feel half dead. We used to be too tired to eat in, but it's a total crapshoot to eat out. You got to hold on, it goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. Got to enjoy them, they go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. Oh, you're getting rid of diapers that you washed every night, and we're saving up for date night so we can have our fight. If it's quiet for a moment, oh, you better run upstairs, 'cause the toothpaste in the bathroom is redefining everywhere. You got to hold on, it goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. Got to enjoy them, they go so fast. Baby days, well, they don't last. Oh, I like the way you talk now, you talk like me. All the funny things you say, you're real good company. Oh, the odds are strong on crazy and on love profound. You make our messy house feel like holy ground. You got to hold on, it goes so fast. These early days, well, they don't last. Got to enjoy them, they go so fast. The baby days, well, they don't last. Shopping cart full of toddlers at the superstore. They were eating goldfish, asking for more. An old man lined up behind us, and he shook his head. The kids were strangely quiet. I heard him when he said,
"You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Summer Simmer by Battles at number 14, debuting this week, is their newest record. It's called Lottie Dottie. And at number 15, down from number 12, Old Man Ludica. His latest is Domestic Eccentric. And you heard a track kicking off that set of tunes called The Early Days.
It seems like every time we do this show, it just gets shorter and shorter. Like, it feels like, and I know we record the show, so it's not, so it doesn't, it actually doesn't feel like a full show anyway, but I think we've gotten too good at this. I think we have to throw a wrench into it just to mix things up.
You love yourself way too much.
No, but I mean, you are really good, and so that makes me better because you're an amazing radio station, whatever you are. Anyway, so we've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and the amazing Brian Cleveland's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
The new one from Babysitter is self-titled. It comes out on Psychic Handshake. It's at number 13. Dan, for number 8, here's a track called Silky Cloud.
Here, no time to relax.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
The Earshot 20.
And that was Reeling by Mono. Their latest is called Rough Master, and it's at number 11 this week, up from number 30. At number 12, up for number 15, it's Yukon Blonde. From On Blonde, you heard Favorite People and Silky Cloud by Babysitter, kicking off that set of tunes there. At number 13, down to number 8, and their most recent record is self-titled.
Well, there you go. The first 10 of the top 20 complete. And, of course, Stephen Karlik in there talking about, we had in the first hour news about the winner of the Polaris Prize, and another big congratulations to Buffy St. Marie for her win. $50,000. That's a lot of cash.
That's a fair amount of money for an artistic prize, yeah. And she was on the charts for quite some time as a well-renowned professional artist and a really great record, obviously, as it was deemed the best record of the year, and was charting for quite some time, and wouldn't be entirely surprised to find it reappear on the charts maybe next week or the week after that, because that tends to happen with the Polaris Prize. A bunch of DJs that have played it in the past are like, oh well, I'm going to give this a few spins again because it's really good.
It appear on the charts, but not only within the next couple of weeks, we likely could see it in the top 20 of 2015.
Oh yeah, for sure.
When we when we do that countdown, and of course it's the top 200. But imagine if we did 200 albums in a show. It would be like a full, well, you guys do 107.3 for our home station on New Year's, and that takes an entire day,
like, so 9 hours.
Yeah, it's a little foolish. You guys are troopers. All right, so it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week, count down the national top 20 from the national top 50, which comes from earshot-online.com. We record out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and we broadcast first right here in St. John on local 107.3 FM from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net, or if you podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we have your top 10 music news, and we'll give you a look at some of the debuts below the top 20. It's all coming up after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.